CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 11th of January 2026. Here are the main news headlines: give back to the amateur radio community in 2026, understand the basic characteristics of dipoles for transmitting and receiving, RSGB lecture coordinator role a chance to educate and spark curiosity. Have you set your goals for 2026 yet? How about using your knowledge and expertise to make a difference to the amateur radio community this year? The RSGB has two elected board director vacancies that are available for nominations in this year's elections. The Society is looking for applications from members with leadership skills and a desire to embrace and implement the Society's strategic priorities. The RSGB also has three regional representative roles open for nomination. These are Region 2, which covers Scotland, North and Northern Isles, Region 7, which represents South Wales, and Region 9, which covers London and Thames Valley. As a regional representative, you'll lead the team of district reps in your area and not only represent the Society but also support your fellow radio amateurs. Find out more about what it takes to succeed as a director or a regional rep by reading the candidate packs via rsgb.org/elections, closing date for nominations 31st of January this year. The first RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar of 2026 is a fascinating presentation for all radio amateurs, regardless of how long you've been licensed. Tomorrow, Monday the 12th of January, Steve Stearns, K6OIK, will explain the basic characteristics of dipoles for transmitting and receiving. Having a proper understanding of dipole properties and characteristics is essential to understand many other antennas, including complementary antennas such as slots. You can join the webinar and ask questions via the live chat on both the RSGB YouTube channel and special BATC channel. More rsgb.org/webinars. Each year, the RSGB delivers over 60 lectures, including around 50 at the RSGB convention and a further 11 presented through its popular live streams Tonight at 8 webinar. These presentations cover a rich variety of amateur radio topics, cater to every level of experience and attract audiences from across the world. The Society is seeking a proactive, collaborative and passionate volunteer to become its lecture coordinator. He or she will play a key role in shaping the lecture programme. Could this be you? Working closely with Tonight at 8 Conventions teams, you would bring fresh ideas for talks that educate, inspire and spark curiosity. Your efforts would encourage radio amateurs to explore new areas, deepen their knowledge and embrace the excitement of amateur radio, all while supporting the Society's strategic priorities. Are you interested? Find out more about the role by reading the full description at rsgb.org/volunteers. Then contact the RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. When was the last time you checked your membership details in the RSGB membership portal? If you've moved house recently, changed your email address or call sign, put a few minutes aside to log in via rsgb.org/members and select update details to make any changes. Whilst logged in, visit the Manage Preferences screen to select which topics you'd like to receive updates about, including GB2RS and online events. You can also choose whether to receive notifications when new editions of Radcom Basics and Radcom Plus become available. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk not later than the Thursday before the 10 a.m. I should say, on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast each week. Now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 25th of January, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be taking place at Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN8 3HT, This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. Admission is £3. Tables cost £10. To book tables, contact Steve, M5ZZZ, on 077 769 0 69, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, takes place on the Sunday the 8th of February at Mather Hall, WN72PJ. Exhibitors can gain entrance from 8:15 a.m. and the doors open to visitors from 10. A large car park, catering, bring and buy, raffle, improved disabled access and seating areas will be available on site. More information, visit wmrc.co.uk. Special event news. A series of special event stations is active from Italy to raise awareness of key figures who supported the life and work of Guglielmo Marconi. Throughout the month of January, listen for activity on all bands and modes. More information, including details of an award that's available for working stations, visit tinyurl.com/Marconi Figures 26. The Worldwide Award is currently underway and runs until the 31st of January. The award combines CW, SSB and digital mode activity from stations around the world. Real-time online award tracking is available for chasers. More information, hamaward.cloud/WWA. DX News now. Jean-Pierre F4GPK is active as TO2FY from French Guiana until Thursday the 15th of January. He operates SSB only, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL. Rick WE9G is active as J38WG from Grenada, NA024 until the 16th of January. Listen for activity on the 160 to 6 metre bands, mostly using FT8, but also some CW and SSB, QSL, OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via WE9G. Contest news now. Today, Sunday the 11th of January, the RSGB Affiliated Society's 1840 Data Modes contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC, PSK 63 and RTTY on the 80 and 40 metre bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 13th of January, RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs 1900 to 1955 UTC FM on the 70 centimetre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also, Tuesday the 13th, RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest to 2000 to 2230 using all modes on the 70 sems band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 14th of January, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 sems band. Exchanges report and 4 character locator. And surprise, surprise, also the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on 70 sems band. Exchanges signal report and 4 character locator. Stations entering one can enter the other. On Thursday the 15th of January, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band. Exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. And Saturday the 17th of January, RSGB Affiliated Society's 80 and 40-metre SSB contest runs 1300 to 1700 UTC, SSB on the 80 and 40-metre bands. Exchanges signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, now that the dust has settled after the New Year celebration, we can get back to our regular propagation reports. The New Year started with a minor disturbed geomagnetic conditions at times, plus lots of C-class solar flares and a healthy dose of sunspots. As we slide down the slope towards sunspot minimum, we can expect more geomagnetic disturbances and raised KP indices, but we should still have good HF conditions for a couple of years. The KP index hit 5 on the 2nd of January, but otherwise has been relatively quiet, often registering less than 1 or 2, and the lack of M and X-class solar flares means we have had no solar fade-outs. With the solar flux index at more than 150 for much of the time, this bodes well for HF propagation and, as PropQuest shows, the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 km path during daylight has often been more than 28 megs. Unfortunately, this does decline quite quickly after sunset, leaving the maximum usable frequency below 10 megs most of the time. As we head towards spring, we can expect this to improve. DX has been available. Stations worked including V51WH in Namibia on the 12-metre band using SSB, TZ4AM in Mali on 30 metres using CW, and ZS7ANF in Antarctica using CW on the 17-metre band. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be 130 to 150 range. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be variable, with the KP index predicted to hit 5 on the 13th and 14th of January, and again between the 17th and 20th of January. So we recommend you get your HF DXing in before the 13th and around the 15th and 16th, as propagation and maximum usable frequencies will no doubt be affected if the KP index rises. With the 3-week 3Y0K Bouvet Island expedition set for early February, this may be a good time to sort out your antennas. Remember, the Bouvet is almost due south from the UK, so plan accordingly. More propagation details will be made available nearer the time. VHF and up, the unsettled weather pattern continues to provide a variety of challenging weather types, with heavy snow and rain plus strong winds at times. The nature of such patterns in January is that timing and the track of the lows are critical for the rain and snow outcomes. Overall, it's likely to be a cold system week with occasional brief milder interludes as Atlantic fronts move through the middle of the coming week. The effect on VHF and UHF propagation is limited, with dropout unlikely, but there is a significant chance of rain or snow scatter at time for gigahertz operators. There have been some slight increases in the Earth's KP index, which responds to solar activity. However, as we are between the peak periods of autumn and spring for aurora, it's probably not a major player this time. Meteor scatter has been a bit more interesting lately due to the peak of the Quarantids meteor shower on the 4th of January. The shower has a short intense peak but spans the period from the 28th of December to the 12th of January. The next major shower isn't until April, so it's back to random activity from this weekend through to the late April Lyrids. Lastly, a reminder that midwinter sporadic heat does happen. The 6th of January saw a nice early evening 6-metre band opening to the Baltic states, moving round to Ukraine and the Balkans later. Recent Quarantids meteors may have contributed some long-lived metallic ions which can be focused into thin sporadic E patches. It's always worth checking the sporadic E layer critical frequency values plotted on PropQuest graphs for short spikes in the purple trace, which could be a sign of potential interest in sporadic E on the 10 and 6 meter bands. For EME operators, moon declination is negative again, and we are past perigee, so path losses are increasing and moon windows length and peak elevation are reducing. 144 meg sky noise remains low, but rising to high by Friday the 16th. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me likewise until next week.